Washington State University leaders announced plans yesterday for a medical school in Spokane. School leaders approved the idea last week, which has the University of Washington on edge about its own Spokane program. Spokane Public Radio's Paige Browning reports.
Leaders from both public universities say they want to continue their partnership on WSU Spokane's campus, but they have different plans for how to do so. For WSU leaders, it's possible for an independent medical school and UW's WAMI program in Spokane to exist cohesively. President Elson Floyd spoke about the statewide need for doctors on Spokane's campus.
And the reason we need both is because of the dire need associated with it. Neither one of us can do it on our own. And so we will continue to have active and meaningful conversations with the University of Washington, and our solution is to do both.
Floyd and UW's president met this summer to discuss adding more students to the WAMI program, which allows UW students to take medical classes in Spokane.
We want it to last. We're committed to it. We think it's the way to go.
But University of Washington spokesperson Norm Arkins says that a WSU med school would take up WAMI's funding. Arkins says expanding WAMI would be a low-cost, higher-efficiency option.
It's a scalable program that can be expanded. We just need more funds to hire more faculty to teach more students, and we could start doing that in a year.
Right now, WSU is focused on a different timeline. Consultant group MGT of America projects WSU could have its first class of med students in fall 2017. President Elson Floyd says he'll ask the state for about $2.5 million in the first 3 years of the med school, and by year 2024, we'll need $24 million annually from the state. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.